From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Residents statewide go to the polls Tuesday, May 21st to vote on school district budgets for the 2019-20 school year and to elect school board members. Although school budgets have a significant impact on property owners' tax bill, turnout is typically low for these votes. 12 districts in Columbia and Greene counties are proposing an average tax levy increase of 2.03%, down from 2.48% last year. The tax fluctuations vary from a 4.42 tax levy increase in the Germantown Central School District to a 0% increase in the New Lebanon District. With the exception of New Lebanon, all local districts are increasing the tax levy. Also on the ballot, school board elections and other propositions, including the purchase of school buses, that's in Cairo, Durham, Catskill, Greenville, and Taconic Hills, and a library support in Catskill and Greenville. A list of polling times and locations is available at the WGXC Newsroom webpage, wgxc.org/newsroom. New York State of Politics and other outlets are reporting former U.S. Representative John Faso said May 20th he will not run for the seat he lost last year to Democrat Antonio Delgado in the 19th Congressional District. The Republican from Kinder Hook served for one two-year term. Faso said in a statement, and I quote, "After much consideration, I have decided not to seek re-election to the House of Representatives in the 2020 election. Family and professional obligations will make it impossible for me to wage another campaign, especially since such efforts would have to begin almost immediately," end quote. According to Nick Reisman, Faso's decision opens up a potentially large Republican field for the nomination next year to challenge Delgado. Read the full story at the State of Politics blog. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Rockland County Executive Edwin Day appealed to President Donald Trump May 20th, asking him to intervene in the county's ongoing measles outbreak. There have been 233 cases of the measles reported in Rockland since October. Noting that 23 other states also face outbreaks, Day told the president in a letter they, and I quote, "need your help," end quote. According to Day, the Rockland outbreak began when 7 overseas travelers visited the U.S. while infected with the highly contagious virus. He is now asking the federal government to intervene. Day wrote, and I quote, "I would suggest that either an executive order be issued or laws be passed which would require that visitors from other countries present certification of appropriate immunization before being allowed entry to our country. Our country is in a crisis. It is time the federal government takes steps to protect our citizens," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. State Assembly member Chris Teague is supporting legislation that would offer a full state income tax exemption as a way to motivate state residents to become volunteer firefighters and emergency medical services personnel. The exemption would apply to volunteers with at least 1 year of service who responded to at least 55% of their organization's annual emergency calls. The Schoharie Republican said, and I quote, "Giving these volunteers tax-free status from state income taxes, we can help shore up the volunteerism that is the lifeblood of these institutions. It is a public safety issue, but it's also about respect and our own peace of mind," end quote. The use of volunteers saves New York more than $3.8 billion annually, according to Teague's office. The legislation is in the committee process in both the Assembly and the Senate. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.